At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I think I witnessed last night the best Minnesota Vikings draft that I have ever watched throughout my 32-year-old life. The moves, but particularly the value that Kwezi Adolfo-Mensah received in the 2024 draft was absolutely stellar. I still cannot believe the moves and the risks that he took in day one of the NFL draft. I am shook by the moves and the trades and the maneuvers that he made to get J.J. McCarthy and Dallas Turner. This take is presented by Hoakland Farm. Check out Hoakland Farm. Contact Jared at Hoakland Farm to get the best rotationally grazed 100% grass-fed beef. Grass-fed beef. The best beef around. Contact Jared at 952-491-1541 and get 20% off your first order by telling him you heard about Hoakland Farm on the Minnesota Tim podcast. Okay. So, what completely has overtaken my mind after day one of the NFL draft is the risks and the bluffs that Minnesota Vikings general manager played against a lot of other teams like the Denver Broncos, Las Vegas Raiders, New York Giants. He played all of their bluffs. And I don't even know if the Raiders and Broncos were bluffing because they both desperately needed a quarterback. Yet, Minnesota Vikings general manager did not allow them to jump them to get either Michael Penix Jr. or J.J. McCarthy, the guy the Minnesota Vikings loved throughout this entire draft process, and it was fairly obvious to me, which is why in February, I predicted that J.J. McCarthy would land with the Minnesota Vikings, and I have been on that the entire offseason. But what I didn't expect, I expected a trade-up, but I expected a trade-up to number 5. I did not expect a trade-up to number 10, one spot ahead of number 11. I thought it would take the first, number 11, the first, number 23, and either a first in 2025 or a third round pick in 2025 to move up to that number 5 slot where the Los Angeles Chargers were selecting. But the Minnesota Vikings were able to keep that number 23 and use it to get one of the best defensive players in this entire draft. When you talk about value and you talk about getting the most out of something, the Minnesota Vikings general manager was cooking and he got the most out of round one in this NFL draft. Now, on paper, it looks like the Minnesota Vikings are going to have a great team in about a year, maybe even next year, maybe even this year is what I mean. But drafts aren't necessarily one on paper, but on paper, this draft looks like one of the best Minnesota Vikings drafts in their organization's history. I am just like in awe because for years you saw the Minnesota Vikings trade back. They traded back for Lewis Cien. They trade back for this guy. They trade back for that guy. They get this guy that kind of stinks. And they've lacked such aggressiveness. And what surprises me most about this draft is the Minnesota Vikings were desperate for a quarterback, but they didn't act desperate for a quarterback. They didn't give up the farm to number five to draft J.J. McCarthy. And you know what? Kwesi Adofo-Mensah would be looking like an absolute dumbass today if he didn't get a quarterback. If he was stuck getting Bo Nix or some other guy later on in the draft. But it worked. He took a risk. He didn't trade up the farm to get J.J. McCarthy. Instead, he played it perfectly. And bravo to Kwesi Adofo-Mensah. And, I mean, I've said before that I'm not super high on J.J. McCarthy, but I'm a lot higher on him knowing the Minnesota Vikings didn't give up next year's first-round pick to get him. They gave up a couple of mid-round picks and pick 11. They swapped 11 and 10 and gave up a couple of mid-round picks to get him. And then they used pick 23 to draft Dallas Turner, a fancy new toy for Brian Flores' defense. The Minnesota Vikings absolutely owned this NFL draft, which I don't think is something that I've ever said in my entire life, and it might not be something that I say again for a very, 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 very long time. Wow, is all I really have to say. Because they did everything perfectly, and the stars aligned perfectly. They read the other teams perfectly is what happened. They traded up with the Jets because the Jets were the team that were willing to move down. And they did it before the Raiders, and they did it before the Denver Broncos could. And they read the Giants perfectly because just a few hours before the NFL draft, the Giants were reportedly looking to trade up to the number three spot and draft Drake May. And a couple of days ago, they were reportedly very interested in J.J. McCarthy. So, wow, it's amazing what the Minnesota Vikings were able to pull off in a moment where they needed to act desperate. Kwesi acted smart. He played the right moves when he had to play them, and his job was on the line in this NFL draft. If he did not get a quarterback that he wanted or loved, I would have given Kwesi 1 year until he was fired. Now, I mean, if McCarthy and Dallas Turner are bust, well, he'll still be fired. But right now, he's extended his chance at being the long-term general manager for the Minnesota Vikings organization. A guy that's Wall Street, a guy that's all about analytics and getting value back or getting the best pieces for the right value is more accurate. Pulled off an absolute stellar, unbelievable, mind-blowing NFL draft. And it feels good. The Vikings completely dominated this NFL draft. Thank you for listening and watching. If you're watching on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button right there. And if you're listening, please rate, review, and follow this podcast wherever you're listening to this podcast. Everyone, contact Jared for the best beef at 952-491-1541. Thank you for watching and for making this podcast a part of your day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.